This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
One of my regrets is my inability to reduce the polarization and meanness in our politics. You've seen an extreme faction of the Republican Party that has shown again and again and again that they're willing to hijack the entire party and the country and the economy.
Same way members of Congress and the House Republicans in particular don't get to demand ransom in exchange for doing their jobs.
That ideological extremism and maximalist position is much more prominent right now in the Republican Party.
I think it's somewhat ironic to see some members of Congress wanting to make common cause with the hardliners in Iran.
You don't negotiate by putting a gun to the other person's head, or worse yet, by putting a gun to the American people's head by threatening a shutdown.
Think about what we could do if a reckless few didn't hold the economy hostage every few months.
It is not negotiating if I show up at your house and say, give me everything inside or I'm going to burn it down. What we're not for is negotiating with people who have a bomb strapped to their chest. The Republicans have provided a laundry list of essentially ransom demands.
I cannot think of a more potent recruitment tool for ISIL than some of the rhetoric that's been coming out of here during the course of this debate.
They are promoting policies that harm millions of Americans. They're not necessarily cold-hearted. They just sincerely believe that if we give more tax breaks to a fortunate few, and we invest less in the middle class, and we reduce or eliminate the safety net for the poor and the sick, and we cut food stamps, and we cut Medicaid, and we let banks and polluters and credit card companies and insurers do only what's best for their bottom line without the responsibility of the rest of us, then somehow the economy will boom, and jobs and prosperity will trickle down to everybody.
The tone of our politics hasn't gotten better since I was inaugurated. In fact, it's gotten worse.
You wonder why? You just listen to what he just says. This is a montage of statements that he's made. He says his biggest regret is the increase of uncivility, people are not getting along in Washington, D.C. Is it any wonder? I mean, listen to what he says. I mean, could you imagine, Scott, going in and having that kind of conversation, you know, and those kind of sound bites around Al Sharpton, for example?
I couldn't.
How far are you going to get? I mean, you know, it's like he says, well, you know, how do you negotiate with somebody that holds a gun to your head? Well, wait, but you just negotiated with somebody that was holding a nuclear weapon to your head. You know, so and you thought it was all great. So, and I don't understand, the disconnect here. It's go ahead.
I don't understand that he really doesn't take any blame on himself when he says that. Mm-hmm. It's one of my regrets. I mean, I wish I could have did more. Well, you didn't do anything to try and bring people together. Every time he comes out, he makes speeches that draws a line that makes things divisive. So obviously, if you make a statement saying that I want to take guns away, or limit gun, you know, restrict guns, well, you're going to get people that like guns that are going to say, I don't want that. I don't want you to do that. It's not the gun's fault. A gun does not shoot itself, you know. So he's done nothing to try and bring sides together. He's done everything to push the divide apart.
Well, he doesn't quite understand it. I mean, I think his real-world experience has been limited. And that's clear because in the world that I travel in the business world, you cannot, you know, as a manager or anybody in an executive position, you can't blame the people that, you know, work for you. I mean, that demonstrates your lack of experience and lack of responsibility. It just doesn't fly in corporate America or any kind of other than the Beltway kind of experience.
Well, where does the buck stop? The buck has to stop somewhere, right?
Exactly. And it stops with the person who's responsible. But, you know, the problem is with this progressive thought is that you're not responsible. Everybody gets a trophy. It's not your fault. It's in your DNA. It's somebody else's fault. Look, that's not the way the Constitution works. That's not the way a free America can work. And certainly when you talk about exceptionalism, that's what upsets them all, because it flies in the face of their indoctrination, which is faulty at best.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Well, so far in 2016, it has proven to be a brutal period for Wall Street, as well as the global economy, with the current state of plummeting stocks, major slowdown in China, and oil prices crashing to all-time lows. A state of fear has taken over the money markets, leaving investors scavenging for safe havens for their money. And here to explain and help us understand what the heck is going on, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill. It's a very volatile environment we're in right now.
Wow. I mean, every day you look at it and you go, okay, have we had enough yet?
No, no. We're going much lower, Bill. Much lower. Yeah. I mean, look at the situation. As you said, oil prices down about $26 a barrel. I think they're going to go into the low 20s. I talked to a very reputable person yesterday. He thought oil would go to 10, something like
wow.
that. There's a huge surplus of it all over the world. Less demand from China and other places. So that's a major negative. All the other commodities are dropping extremely sharply. You know, copper, aluminum, coal, lumber, you name it. The only commodity that's up is gold, which is up over $1,200 an ounce because it's kind of a safety haven.
Yes, exactly.
Let's go back
to oil for just a minute,
sure.
Jordan, if you would, because you know the president announced that if he could dream, he'd add another $10 lickety split to the cost of oil because it's fallen so low. But it's like that's not going to help we the people. You know, this is just money,
no.
more money.
Let's kill the oil companies while they're down. Yes, that
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I mean, let's just make it even that much harder on the oil companies. Jobs, are jobs still important in this country? Last time I checked, I thought that was still an important issue, right?
Well, what's important are high-paid, high-benefit jobs, okay? Mm-hmm. What we're getting are low-paid, if not temporary, no-benefit jobs. So the jobs numbers we've been seeing have been pretty good. We're at 44.9% unemployment. But the kind of jobs being created are not the kind that spur the economy for the most part, because they're not that highly paid and with no benefits. The ones that are being lost, like in the oil industry, like in the coal industry, you know, kind of unionized, high-paid, high-wage, high-benefit kind of jobs. So Janet Yellen has been testifying on Capitol Hill about how wonderful everything is and how 4.9% unemployment, we're at full employment, and we have to worry about inflation. I mean, it's just like she's in an alternate universe from anybody that is in the real world. That's crazy.
Well, both of them are. I mean, and her and Barack Obama, I guess, are drinking from the same water jug here, because even with this number, you know, it's the Washington math. I think this is the math and the translation that Chris Christie was talking about, is that we need some sort of translator when anything comes out of the Beltway. And I don't know if they're using Common Core math or whatever math it is. You know, come on, let's get real. It's not 5% unemployment. We're deluding ourselves.
Correct. But I agree with you. But the reality is that the Federal Reserve is using that as a sign of, in their minds, full employment. That's the word they use. And therefore, we need to normalize interest rates, which is what they mean by raising interest rates. They raised it a quarter in December. Did not raise in January. Upcoming in March, I think unlikely to raise, although they have not taken that off the table yet. They're talking about raising rates another two or three times in 2016 when the economy cannot handle. I think it was a major mistake to have raised rates in 2015 at the end of last year, and you see the results. I mean, the rates went up, even though it was only a quarter point. It's sending the wrong signal. We're tightening the economy when it's falling apart. And you just see not only these oil and commodity prices, this index called the Baltic Dry Index, which is the index of how much it costs to ship something in ships. It fell off the cliff recently, the lowest ever. So there's just not a lot of stuff being shipped out there. These are signs in the real economy, no matter what the Fed is looking at, that things are deteriorating sharply, and that's the kind of policy. They should be going the other way. Now, around the world, Bill, they are going the other way. This week, the Japanese, not only their short-term rates are negative, but now their long-term rates, the 10-year Japanese Treasury bond, is minus 0.1%. 10-year. Okay.
Wow.
That is really telling you something right there.
Yes, exactly.
And the same is true in Europe and other places as well. Deflation is what's happening in the world, not inflation.
Right, exactly. And that's what you point out was the global deflation is bad news, you know, for equities worldwide. And we start talking about the worldwide commodity prices are falling because of the declining manufacturing demand.
Correct. Manufacturing is declining. I mean, the U.S., because the dollar is so strong, it makes our goods not very competitive. Mm-hmm. And around the world, because less demand. And China had been a big part of the kind of marginal demand, I guess you might say, because they're building all these buildings and these ghost cities and all these other things.
Yeah, right.
They're not doing that anymore. They shouldn't be doing it anymore. And so all the demand for commodities, whether it be oil or concrete or wood or whatever it may be, all that stuff going to China isn't going. That's why these boats are sitting around not shipping anything these days.
Yeah.
This is a major change in the world economy that a year or two ago, China's growing at 10%. The commodity prices were rising. Oil was well over $100 a barrel. That's not 2016, Bill. Things have really changed dramatically here.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of China, I mean, of course, they're playing around with their credit bubble and manipulating their currency and getting away with it still. You know, the United States, for some reason, does not want to hold their feet to the fire and level out the playing field. I mean, it's just like business as usual. And
yeah,
as you say,
right. They devalued their currency last August. They devalued the yuan by 4%. They devalued it again in January. They'll probably do it again. As their currency goes down, it makes their goods more competitive to U.S. goods, which are more expensive when their currency goes down.
Right.
So it's purely for domestic purposes. It hurts them around the world, but they don't care. And it freaked out the markets. One of the reasons the markets fell so sharply in August and then again in January was that China, which is supposedly the strongest, most growing place in the world, is devaluing their currency to try to spur their own economy. That's
exactly.
Not a good sign for world economic growth.
No, not at all. And now, as you say, Janet Yellen and the Fed tightening up their monetary policy. So there's no more free lunches coming from the Fed.
Not from the Fed. There's free lunches in Europe where interest rates are negative. I mean, if you go to a Swiss or German bank, you literally will get minus 2 or minus 3%. You give them a dollar, you get back 97 cents of the dollar, and you're happy about it. Is that a free lunch? I guess that would count as a free lunch.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And rates are going further into negative. Okay.
Well, and the thing I see, Jordan, on all this global deflation, it is exposing the weaknesses of economies all over the world.
Correct. Particularly the emerging markets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the emerging markets have their debt denominated in U.S. dollars. So as the dollar rises, their debts become much more expensive for them to pay back, which is why they're going to have a lot of foreclosures and bankruptcies all over the world. I'll just give you one simple example. In Brazil, the biggest oil company there is called Petrobras. They borrowed about $100 billion to build all this offshore oil drilling. You know, the oil's there. It's extremely expensive to do that. Now, the Brazilian real is down about 60% in the last year. So the borrowing that they did in U.S. dollars just went up in cost by about 100% in the last year when their currency is down by that much. That's really, really going to hurt them, on top of which they're now getting $26 a barrel oil instead of $100 a barrel oil. When they made those loans, oil was much, much higher. So that's
exactly.
A real, real squeeze on them and other similar oil-producing countries, whether it be Venezuela, which is a complete and total basket case, Nigeria, Iran, Iraq, Russia, you name it. I mean, this is devastating economies around the world.
Well, Jordan, we're out of time. Real quick sentence. What's the answer here? What do we do?
Well, the answer what you want to do is keep your money safe, earn a decent yield, ride out this deflationary cycle. I mean, things I've been doing are called commercial mortgage bridge loans, and there's a website for that, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. You get a 6% yield over 1 year, get your money back at the end of 1 year, no fees, very, very safe. That to me
is America's money answer man, Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez. Thanks, Jordan.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart to me.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Today, Senator Sanders said that President Obama failed the presidential leadership test. And this is not the first time that he has criticized President Obama. In the past, he's called him weak. He's called him a disappointment. He wrote a foreword for a book that basically argued voters should have buyer's remorse when it comes to President Obama's leadership and legacy. And I just couldn't disagree more with those kinds of comments. You know, from my perspective, maybe because I understand what President Obama inherited, not only the worst financial crisis, but the antipathy of the Republicans in Congress, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves for being a president who's got us out of that ditch, put us on firm ground, and has sent us into the future. And it is the kind of criticism that we've heard from Senator Sanders about our president, I expect from Republicans. I do not expect from someone running for the Democratic nomination to succeed President Obama.
That is... Well, again, that speaks to the civility of what's going on in the Beltway, which the president says he doesn't understand why that doesn't exist. Sarah Westwood is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. She's a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. Always great to have her along with us, because we got to talk about, yes, the Clinton emails, and she's been the watchdog over these Clinton emails, because as we've talked before, it's been a slow drip process, and it continues, right, Sarah?
Exactly. You know, this has been going on now for almost a year, the Clinton email stuff, and she's really struggling now to explain this away as a Republican-led witch hunt when you have the Obama administration looking into it through the FBI and through two Obama-appointed inspectors general.
Well, up to this point, she had cover because the FBI did not want to say that they were, in fact, doing an investigation. But here last week, they finally said, yes, in fact, we are investigating this. So now that that raises the level. And as you say, repeatedly, she's been asked about it. But, you know, she just looks straight in the into the camera and says, I did not have sex with that woman.
Exactly. You had her campaign spokesman out yesterday trying to blame this latest revelation about the Clinton Foundation receiving a subpoena from the State Department Inspector General on Republicans, and there was some pushback saying, but you know, this Inspector General was actually appointed by President Obama. He actually served in President Bill Clinton's Justice Department. How can you say that this is a Republican orchestrated witch hunt? And it's really difficult. It sort of strains credulity to argue that it is a Republican witch hunt. Now, that's not to say there aren't Republicans who are out there looking to hurt Hillary Clinton, because there are. But that's not what this FBI investigation is.
Well, and that's the problem with anything that's political. It gets intertwined with, you know, good and bad. I mean, the good part is we need to know the truth, don't we? I mean, in order to protect our national security. And to, as she even admits, never do this again. But, you know, nobody wants to take responsibility in Washington, D.C. It seems that responsibility, somehow the Beltway, you know, that whole circle around D.C., it's like some sort of protective covering against politicians that keeps them immune from any kind of responsibility.
Exactly. And that's sort of the perception that I think the Justice Department has been trying to fight when you see them leak little details here and there about what's going on, because the Clinton campaign has at every turn tried to politicize what's going on and cast it as this partisan motivated investigation. That's really not the case. And perhaps that was the case with the House Select Committee on Benghazi, but they're not touching anything to do with the emails, and they really haven't since March of last year. And they're not looking into anything that Hillary Clinton is now dealing with. But she continues to try to conflate the FBI investigation and the Benghazi investigation. That's worked to her credit, at least to confuse people about what's going on, because, you know, by all accounts, this isn't something that Democratic primary voters are necessarily bothered by.
Well, I think that wouldn't you agree that this is going to be raising the irritation level to the FBI? I mean, they really, you know, they look at it as they don't really have a dog, you know, in this fight. They're just doing what they're supposed to do, and to basically be accused by Hillary that they're not being objective and they're not doing their job in a professional way is insulting to them. And, you know, I've never seen where you raise the ire of the FBI and it comes out good for you.
Exactly. That's probably not a smart idea, but especially it's not something smart to do when you're dealing with IGs. They're supposed to be the most nonpartisan entities of government. They're supposed to be completely free from political interference, and for the most part, they are. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know who the IGs are. They're just supposed to stay in the background. And so what Hillary Clinton has done is to try to cast doubt on their motives and bring them into the spotlight. And that undermines their effectiveness if they're seen as arms of political agendas. And that's a problem that people are starting to push back on Hillary Clinton about, to be fair. I mean, you saw on CNN yesterday, Wolf Blitzer had a really tough interview with one of Clinton's spokesmen who is saying that these are very serious allegations you're raising against Obama administration IGs. Are you sure this is what you want to be doing? And the Clinton campaign really struggled to answer those questions.
Exactly. Well, this latest document dump suggests that the State Department asked Clinton to delete classified emails, according to your latest column here, Sarah. I mean, we're getting into something beyond nefarious now.
Exactly, and that was because these letters that you just referenced were sent last summer when we were first learning that any classified information was found on her server. And at this point, Clinton's lawyers still had control of the emails. But you saw the State Department was struggling to track down every paper copy and every electronic copy of these emails. They're just classified at the secret level. I mean, we're not talking about the top secret and beyond emails that we now know exist. They were really struggling to track down lower-level classification emails. It's called data spillage when that kind of information ends up in places it's not supposed to be, and it's really hard to contain once it's out there. And you saw how hard the State Department was fighting, and that was before we knew just how serious the situation was.
Well, and they're saying, according to Clinton lawyers, that they were unable to delete the sensitive records that you mentioned in your article because they face preservation orders from the House Select Committee on Benghazi. So though Benghazi, you can set that aside for a moment and say that's rife with all kinds of political what have you, but because of that Select Committee on Benghazi, she got checkmated here a little bit.
Exactly. Well, the Select Committee on Benghazi, I mean, keep in mind, the only involvement they had with this email situation was just discovering that the emails existed when they were requesting Benghazi-related documents and realized Hillary Clinton's State Department emails actually didn't exist. Mm. And when they dug a little deeper, they found that was because they were hidden on a private server. But since then, they haven't really touched this issue. Then it's become an issue for the intelligence community. It's become an issue for IGs and eventually for the FBI. So for her to conflate the two, I mean, yes, it's hard to argue that the Benghazi committee doesn't have a political angle to play here, but they're not involved in the investigations going on now. Those are completely nonpartisan probes that she's dealing with at the moment.
Well, Sarah, as the watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, you've been following this now for over a year from just about day one. Is there a quick summary of where we are today with these emails?
Well, right now it's important to keep in mind there are four different investigations into some aspect of Clinton's tenure. We have the FBI investigation, the State Department investigation, the State Department Inspector's General investigation, and the Intelligence Community Inspector General investigation. These are four Obama administration probes into different aspects of the situation.
Well, this must be something that is extremely serious, though she would try to brush it aside when you have activity from Michael Bloomberg thinking, okay, maybe I need to come forward. Joe Biden is sending his suit to the cleaners and getting ready maybe to go on a tour as well. Sarah Westwood, thank you, Sarah.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, sorry about that big voice. Didn't mean to step on you. 28 before the top of the hour. We're back with you, America. Not only online, on your smartphone, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio. We're everywhere, even in around the world via shortwave as well. Bill Martinez Live coming at you. You can call me Al. You can call me CoachIsRight.com. And we're talking about the one and only Coach Collins with us. Coach, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, great to be back with you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you got Nurse Betty there, making you feel better there. So, kudos for Lady Jane for keeping a good eye on you.
That's true. She watches
Well, it's all part of the Valentine's Day, feel, the motif, because Valentine's Day, although, some guys don't quite get this, but it's okay. We have a role to play in Valentine's Day. For us, it's about giving for our wives and, special loved ones. It's about receiving. And, we're reminded that it is always better to give than to receive, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's more fun in that, always.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, and I was talking with Lauren Kitchens earlier, and we're talking about Valentine's Day being, something that needs to, needs to be extended maybe for a month, because for guys, in case we mess up, there's so much pressure on one day. If we mess up, we get a do-over. you know, and we get a couple of days or a week or so in which to make it up. So it's not always about one day. Maybe it's the cumulative benefit of honoring our loved ones on Valentine's Day. What do you think, Coach? Have we started something?
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old saying that every day should be Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and if you practice that, I guess you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. It will go well with you, Coach, and we want it to go well with you, right?
Yes, it will.
Hey, let's talk real quick. I know we want to talk about Trump and the GOP side. We've been talking because of the debate last night with comrade Bernie and Hillary. And, you know, again, the populist message goes out there, all these promises, which is kind of ironic because they're both saying, hey, each are making promises and how are they going to fulfill it? It's like any of these messages from progressives have been out there for so long. The only thing they continue to do is bloat the government and, you know, provide little service. I mean, for all the money that we're spending, Coach, we're getting so little in return, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, but like Comrade Sanders and felon Clinton they're speaking to an audience that wants to hear everything's free. Everything's free. They're speaking to young voters who, by definition, have been taken care of their whole life without very much care about paying for anything, even going to college. You know, they sign a piece of paper and up, so I'm in $200,000 debt. What does that mean? I make a difference. I'm going to college. Hey,
exactly. Right.
So I think that this type of campaigning will catch up to whomever is the ultimate Democrat nominee. I still think it's not going to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, things are just building and building and building against her. But whoever it is going to have a lot of baggage with a lot of promises, like, hanging out of this bag, and they're going to be dragging it around the country. I don't see it playing well in the economic turbulence that's coming up.
Well, Coach, if we're going to get this country back on track, we need one humongous mental chiropractic adjustment on this country. As you say, we've got generations now that have been indoctrinated in the hallways of academia to, you know, convince them that, you know, forget about the Constitution. The Constitution's irrelevant. You know, it's about big government. As Bernie Sanders said last night, and I'm just saying, ladies, listen to what he is saying here and the implication. He says the government of a democratic society has a moral responsibility to play a vital role in making sure that all of our people have a decent standard of living. Now, Coach, unless I'm missing something, I didn't catch that in the Constitution. Did you?
No. As a matter of fact, it's that type of silly talk that could bring this country down, because we're not founded on that. We're founded on the premise of opportunity to make your life better,
right,
where there had not been opportunities elsewhere. And the proof of it is the fact that people came from all over the world to America, because they recognized that this is the place that gives you a square deal and an opportunity, or at least it was until very recently.
Right.
So that type of European socialism is very dangerous, very,
right,
very dangerous.
And this is why our founding fathers, right up front, placed it right where it needed to be. They entitled it was our God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is it comes from God, not doesn't come from man. But, you know, it's no wonder, Coach, because we've decided to kick God to the curb, turn our back on God, and many of us are praying, oh, God, please do not turn your back on us. We deserve it. We deserve that your back be turned on us. And in many cases, some would already say, including Franklin Graham, that God has already turned his back on us. And many of us are grieving over that possibility and that consideration, because when we look around and we see what's happening with our kids and our families and our grandkids and the traditions of this country as a Christian nation, it is more than sad, Coach.
Well, I believe that God's love and God's mercy is boundless, and we need only make a U-turn as the prodigal son,
right,
come back and say, here I am, I want to be part of your family.
Yeah.
once again. And
how much proof do we need, Coach? How much proof? I mean, is America already in the pig slough? I mean, are we you know, living worse off than the servants of God? I mean, how much worse does it have to get before we our eyes are opened up to realize that we've turned our back on God because we thought we had a better way. We have a government that thinks they have a better way. They've got us $19 trillion in debt. We are, as far as our national security, which when I look at the Constitution is the number one job of our government is to provide for the common defense. How is that working? We're more vulnerable than we've ever been. A president that is absolutely delusional. And excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect, it really grieves me to talk about the president of the United States in these terms. But for him to look in the mirror, look in the camera and tell us that we've never been more secure, we've never been more liked, that everything is doing well, this sounds like Baghdad Bob all over again. And this is from the president of the United States. I'm sorry, I just cannot connect with his logic and his expression of where we are today, Coach. Forgive me.
Oh, absolutely. This guy is at the pinnacle of his success from his point of view, and he really thinks he can walk on water. I have great, great hopes and expectations that things are going to turn around. I didn't for a long time, but I'm beginning to really be buoyed by the things that are happening in this country now.
Well, Coach, we the people need to hold our politicians, our elected officials, accountable. I mean, we are putting in, according to this latest budget, the president is asking for $4 trillion. Well, where do you think that money comes from? You know, it doesn't just come from, Donald Trump and all the rich guys. It comes from us. You know, we the people, and we're providing for this, and we're not even sure that we want to drive around in a convertible Rolls Royce. You know, we were happy with a GMC product. It worked. It got us from point A to point B, got the job done. But now this government says, no. A convertible Rolls Royce is what you need, and we're going, but we can't afford it. Any household right. In America can see this clearly, but no, not them. It's like, we'll just keep writing checks because, there's too many checks in the checkbook here. You know, it's like they say, how can I be out of money? I still got checks. That's what they think. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. We got more from the coach. CoachIsRight.com at 19 before the top of the hour.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where else he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, I think that's what we need. We need a couple of gophers. That's all it is to it. Hey, why not make it the best day ever for you? It's 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Want to drop me a line? Love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. Coach, the Dems have got to be feeling the heat here. I mean, the continual slow drip of these emails, and it just seems like with each week, you know, what's being revealed here with these emails, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, this is rather pernicious, and I don't know how much longer that she can deflect the reality of these investigations and what they're revealing. I mean, we're outside of the realm of perception. This is just outright deception at this point, I think.
Yeah, we're only at the halfway mark of February. There's a long way to go for this to be ignored all the way through. Right. If the calendar said June now, you could say, well, maybe they could cover it up until the election. But this is a long way for them to go. And who do they have in the wings but Dopey Joe, who believes that the country is in the best shape ever, and would campaign on that. He would campaign on being a third term of Barack Obama.
Exactly.
And I don't think that's going to fly very well. As I said before, I think that the Democrats are going to have to pick somebody who will do the least amount of damage to their down-ballot candidates, because they're not going to win at the top. Not.
Well, they're talking about a brokered convention. This is the media for the GOP. I mean, we could end up with a brokered convention, you know, for the Democrats. Who knows? Maybe both conventions could be brokered for that matter, the way things are lining up here.
Well, I don't know. I think Trump does very well in the South. The numbers are huge. They're healthy in South Carolina. They're huge in North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, and what they call the SEC.
Right, exactly.
Primaries. So it looks very good. And actually, what would be great for the country is if Trump could sew this up even before the convention, so he could start pounding away really in earnest at both of them, and they'd be just beat to a pulp before they even were able to stand up and have the balloons drop on them.
Well, you got to know it's getting close when you start to see the establishment trying to find a lane to come in alongside of Trump here. It is a reluctant choice on their part, but they've got to face reality. And I think you're exactly right, Coach. They're seeing what you're seeing, and that is that a Trump victory is a nomination very, very likely unless he absolutely just shoots himself in the foot and the mouth and other places.
Well, how could he?
Yeah.
Well, what can he do aside from... But dropping the trowel and mooning TV. I mean, I don't know what this guy can do.
Well, he could probably get away with that. I mean, the only...
and the morning consult poll, which, of course, is ignored by the Real Clear Politics gang because they don't like it. Trump is at 44 now. He's got plus six since New Hampshire. And what's more startling in that is, in terms of favorability, Trump is at half. He's on top in the whole thing, ahead of Cruz, ahead of Rubio. You know, it's just so there goes that mantra that nobody likes Trump.
Exactly. Well, we know that Hillary won Iowa with a coin toss. She's taking advantage of these super delegates, which is incredible to me. I mean, here she leaves, she leaves New Hampshire with what, the same amount of delegates as Bernie, but Bernie, beats her up by 21 points. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, see, that's the type of stuff that can come back like a rake in the tall grass and hit them in the puss.
Mm-hmm.
Because even sophisticated watches of politics look at that and scratch their head. So what's going to happen when Bernie's basement dwellers see that he did not get the nomination because of shenanigans like that? I suggest that what will happen is they'll stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, they're going to get so disenfranchised. I mean, look at six coin tosses, Coach. You and I talked about this. Six, she wins all six. You know, what's the probability here?
One in 100.
Yeah, I mean, that's impossible. But she wins all six. So what, Debbie Wasserman Schultz pulls out of her pocket the heads I win, tails you lose kind of coin. And yay, Hillary.
Yeah, and look, they had a bend and set up more debates, and that was, I'm sure, at Hillary's behest, not at Sanders.
Exactly. Well, and here they are, going into it. But now, on the Republican side, they continue to battle it out. But I'm like you, Coach, sooner than later, because, all we seem to be talking about is, okay, who's going to go head-to-head with Trump? And it would seem at this point the consensus is more Cruz than Rubio.
Yeah. But you see, I agree with that. That's... First, I agree with that, but there is an emerging problem for Cruz in that Trump's assertion that Cruz is not an honest person just might be taking hold by his performance in New Hampshire, and now these post New Hampshire polls that show him down in a hole. And they're just little things. This got lost in the sauce, too. The Cruz people pulled the same shaming letter stunt in New Hampshire as they did in Iowa. It didn't get much play, but it was there. And now, people begin to look back and say, well, wait a minute. Now, this is the guy who forgot that the big donations that he got were actually loans and not donations. And you saw that he had to pull an ad because he had a soft porn actress in the ad.
Right.
That's very sloppy. It's very sloppy work.
Well, we the people, it's all It's all part of the recipe in the mix. But, yes, I understand what you're saying, Coach, seriously. And, you know, all this stuff works against him. And, of course, you know, particularly for Cruz, who has the lead with evangelicals, I mean, this has to cause them to take pause without a doubt.
Well, you know what? Yeah, he has the lead, but I don't know if it's that clear-cut and solid. Remember, just there were two really sizable surveys that showed Trump getting a nice amount of evangelicals. So you have to remember that these numbers fold over on each other.
Exactly.
So that if Cruz gets 50% and Trump gets 25, well, Trump's 25 negates half of Cruz's 50, and it's only a 25% plus for him.
Exactly.
Now, that may be a little wonky, and it's how those of us who have worked in the war room look at things, but nevertheless, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So Trump is holding his own in groups that he's not supposed to be holding his own, and that's the point I'm making here.
Well, and it's consistent, Coach. You and I have been talking about this and now all the wise political pundits are coming up to speed and saying, well, this is an anti-establishment campaign. Well, no kidding. We've been saying this for quite a while. You know, hello, America. Wake up to reality here. You know, the media is starting to realize that on both ends. I mean, this is why, you know, when you look at Bernie on the Democratic side and Trump on the Republican side, I mean, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know about the sentiment of the voting public, I don't know. You know, your head's got to really be in the sand. And your next door neighbor is one Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton that are all drinking out of the same, you know, grape juice troughed and, you know, buying into that delusion.
Yeah, it's I agree that as the weeks go by, I mean, these people have got to understand what's going on and that they have lost control of the narrative. They've lost control of America's politics. They've lost control of the flow of news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really, you know, they say money is the mother's milk of politics. Okay. All right. Fine. Trump is putting a little bit of a doubt on that too, because he's not spending very much and he's making it. I think that the media coverage is actually the mother's milk of politics, and they've lost control of that.
Yeah.
That's a major factor.
Right. Well, they were able to control it with Barack Obama, certainly not with Trump, because Trump is the, in their estimation, is the tail shaking the dog. They have no choice. He's such a ratings juggernaut. They got to follow him. You know, they have no choice. And, you know, and they tell all their constituents, well, he's the news, you know, so he's getting in-kind advertising, ironically, for different reasons, but the same type of play that Barack Obama got, right, Coach?
Oh, sure. And they say he can't get Mexico to build a wall. Well, hey, he's getting the media to fund his campaign.
Exactly. So what does that tell you? The prospects, hey, I think he can make it happen. If anybody can make it happen, the Donald could.
He can.
You know, without a doubt. Coach Kevin Collins with us. Make sure you go to his website, coachesright.com. Coach, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Lady Jane, and to the rest of our audience. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.